Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here. Today, I'm here to reveal something that I've never, ever revealed to the public. This is the secret 7 steps of how I break sold records. For you to reach maximum sold price when you're selling your home, you need to make sure that the person you hire has a proven track record of success. With 24 years, coming up very close to 25, of creating real estate millionaires, real estate wealth, beyond many of my clients' dreams, my goal has always been to simplify the process. Most importantly, what I'm trying to help you avoid is the mistake where you find, where you speak to someone and they tell you what they're going to do instead of what they have done. That's a very big distinction. And I want to make sure that you're only getting the right advice. And the thing about advice is, it's not about necessarily working with me. It's about empowering you to have the very best chance of success when you're making a move. Because for many of you, this is not something you do every day. You don't necessarily move every few years. Some of you move once every 20 years, and you do that a couple of times, and that's it. That's the story. So I'm going to go over, just in very brief format today, just because I don't want to make this too heavy of a video. So I'm going to try to keep it pretty short. But I want to go over the main 7 points to ensure that when it's time for you to make your decision, that you know what these are so that you can demand this experience from me or from wherever you end up going. Again, that's always going to be your decision. I applaud the fact that you are doing your homework on this, but making sure that you know what the steps are and making sure that you reach out to me to discuss how these steps are going to look for you really puts this into place and will almost guarantee the success of your sale as long as you're taking action in the process. So let me go over the steps. Number one is very simple. We meet. It's really the most obvious thing that has to happen. And the reason I say we start with the meet, and this could be in real life, which I prefer, but it's up to you, or a virtual meet, Zoom or whatever software you want to use. So it can start off with that, but it has to start off with that because before anything happens, before you choose anyone, including whether it's me or someone else, you want to make sure that you sit in the room with that person for at least 10 or 20 minutes and just get a vibe of who they are. And it's not just going to be something you can do, you know, with one or two of the senses. You need to use all 5 of your senses and maybe even your 6th sense to say, would I want this person to be responsible for the largest transfer of wealth that I might ever have in my life? Is this the person that has actually done enough work and had enough experience to be able to help me with this? So we go over things, we discuss what your plans are. Number 2, we set the price. So setting the price is going to be, and it always will be, a work in progress. I'm always going to make sure you understand that when we talk about setting a price, for example, what your goal price is, how we're going to get there, what the comparables are, all the things that factor into setting the price, it's a work in progress literally up until the day of the listing. In some cases, I've changed the price of a listing 3 or 4 times. We've kind of gone back and forth. So just understand that when we put a number on the paper, getting started, that's kind of penciled in. And as we get maybe closer to the listing date and perhaps some changes have happened, perhaps there was a record-breaking sale near you, perhaps there was a other reason that we need to just revisit the price. We're going to be revisiting the price, and that doesn't stop on the offer on the listing day. We're going to keep discussing it and making sure that you get updates on what's working and what's not. And if we did everything right, we won't have to discuss it for long. That's the good news. Number three is storytelling. And although this should probably be number one, it's still the most important part for sure. So helping you understand the power of storytelling goes back 10,000 plus years. It's in our DNA. One of the first things all of us hear is when we're first born is once upon a time. Creating a story that goes with your home is something that I take very seriously. And I'm not too sure many people even talk about this, but creating that story is not just coming up with the 1,000 characters that go in the MLS box. That's really just one part of it. It has to be something that is so compelling that it literally is almost, it almost can't be, you won't look at another property because this one has such an appealing story. It's so magnetic. So creating that magnetic story is literally the main factor of success in this program. Going to step four, this house has a podcast. This is something I created with my podcast show. And it's something that pretty much only I know of. I don't know of anybody that does this. And I created the podcast sort of around this concept. There's a couple other things that I do on the podcast, but mostly my goal is to tell the stories of your homes. And when I create this podcast story, it becomes the narrative for you. And this has, in some cases, included your voices, sometimes old pictures from the past, sometimes great, great history. So it can be a combination of things, but it's something we definitely collaborate on. I'll at least be asking you questions about your property to make sure I can tell you as much as possible what the best story is going to sound like. Step number five, very important, virtual staging makeover. I'm very clear about this, that it's a virtual makeover. It's not going to be an actual bringing in a bunch of furniture that may or may not fit, that people may or may not like. You can't guess that, and either can I. So the best thing to do is if you've got a decent layout in your property, if you've got furniture that you're getting rid of, it's far better for us to show the potential of the property. And that's what virtual staging has done, especially in the last few years. So not only that, when I come over to your property for the meet, I can actually give you a very close demonstration of what your property is going to look like on the screen. Now, if you think that every home looks the same way from, the way people live and the way it's going to be on market, it's never that way. In fact, when you get the keys to your dream house, normally it's empty. So the fact is, when you're showing a property, you're showing its potential. So to be able to show not just one side of the potential, but to actually to be able to create a digital twin of the property, which is what I do, gives your property almost twice or three times the exposure because there's different views of your home, not just one static living room or one static kitchen. This is the thing that I try to create for you guys, and this is reason why I created a virtual staging company to be able to focus on that 100% of the time, and this is all stuff that's included when you're working with me. Number six is it's time for the lights, camera, and action. This is the really important part where things start to become real. So this is about a week before we actually hit the market. And the best part about this is everything's done. You've given me the keys. You've done all the heavy lifting. The next part is up to me exclusively. So I make sure that I bring in the very best of video, photo, whatever I need to do to make sure that the marketing for this property is at its highest level. Because again, you only get that first, that first impression once. Lastly, number seven is the grand opening countdown. So once everything's done, pictures are done, place looks great, we start doing the countdown to build up anticipation and to attract those very powerful buyers in your area. And the sooner my sign is in your lawn, the better the chances are that your property will attract that $1 million or multi-$1 million buyer before they decide that the house around the corner is the one they want to bid on, because they have no idea that your house is coming up on the market. So the timing, the pre-listing element of this, to making sure that your property is properly marketed and making sure that everyone who could possibly be interested knows about it, is very important to me, because I've seen people make the mistake of waiting an extra week or two and saying, well, we don't want the sign in yet. And next thing you know, this record sale happens around the corner and that buyer is gone. That means that if there isn't another buyer that qualified, it could be a while or it could be never when that property might attract that kind of a buyer. So you do not have control over that. I don't. The best thing we can do is, once that sign is in the lawn and I know that I can start attracting the buyers to the property and all the stuff that I'm doing behind the scenes even before that. But it's just sort of the physical element of this once we're doing the grand opening, and then I can do anything that possibly would help you with your property, including doing a huge event, a street party, food trucks, ice cream carts, muffin trucks. I've had all of them at my listings over the years, and I'm always looking for new ideas. So if anybody out there has a great thing to do for catering for events like this, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. But most importantly, this report was about you. This was a report was about making sure you understand these seven steps. And I really hope all of this is very clear. And if you've got any questions and if you want to see how these seven steps apply to you, please reach out to me and let's get started.